TriStar Pictures presents a Marvin Worth production. Gene Wilder, Richard Pryor in an Arthur Hiller film. See no evil, hear no evil. The New York skyline, dominated by the Twin Towers, the Brooklyn Bridge, and the leafy surroundings of Central Park. Joan Severance, Kevin Spacey. A flock of pigeons takes off and sweeps through the park. A lorry rolls past a grand building. In a street lined with brick buildings, a group of Hasidic Jews are arguing. In Chinatown, some of the residents are engaged in a heated exchange. In Little Italy, emotions are also running high. Two people are cleaning the windscreens of stopped traffic. A police officer directs traffic. An ambulance speeds by, as does a fire engine. Screenplay by Earl Barrett and Arnie Sultan and Elliot Wald and Andrew Kurtzman and Gene Wilder. Directed by Arthur Hiller. A man in his 50s with curly, almost frizzy brown hair, wearing a blue shirt and grey jacket, is wandering down the street. He waits a couple of paces off the pavement as the don't walk sign flashes on a traffic signal. A van drives towards him and has to brake hard.
What are you, deaf? Move!
Get out of the way!
You jerk!
What are you, deaf? Look behind you!
Get out of the way! You're blocking traffic! The people want to
get out of the street!
Well, what do you want me to do about it? Tell him!
You dumb idiot! I'm turning here, you dumb idiot! Where you from, Oshkosh?
The man, Dave, looks at the van driver.
Watch your step.
You're a dumb idiot.
You talking to me?
You!
The man who thought Dave was talking to him is standing behind him. Later, the man, Wally, who has a moustache, is on the subway, holding a newspaper upside down.
How do you feel you have to pass for someone with 20/20 vision when you're blind as a bat?
I don't feel I have to pass.
Yes, you do. It's a sickness in your brain, just like if you were trying to pass for white.
You mean I'm not white?
Oh, sit down.
This is a scandal. What do you mean I'm not white? Why didn't you tell me this before? You're my own sister.
Damn, Wally.
Goodness gracious, do you know a lot of adjustments have to be made? I have to cancel the swimming lessons. What are the guys at the club going to say? I'm not white. Oh, it feels like it. Ah! Goodness gracious, sis, you're right.
Lord, help me.
Does Dad know?
$20 across the board on centipedes. Thank you very much. Oh, just a minute.
You said that was all.
I know, but I want my 50.
Do you know how much money you owe that bookie?
Look, I don't want to lecture. Just give me my $50.
This is the last $50 to your name, Wally.
I know, but $50.
3 minutes until post time. 3 minutes until post time.
And $50 to win on centipede.
Wally's using binoculars. As the horses gallop along the final straight, the crowd move excitedly.
Who won?
Well, it wasn't centipede.
Jump!
You shouldn't have quit your job.
Look, the man treated me like I was blind.
So try someone else. You can't go on like this, Wally. Get another job.
Inside the foyer of the Parkside Tower building, Dave is closing up his convenience shop.
Mr. Lyons!
What's the matter with me?
Mr. Lyons, the fire inspector wants you to pick up papers. Much dangerous. Big fire. You must please sweep up before you close the shop.
Mr. Huddleston, there's a vicious rumor going around this building that I'm deaf. I don't know how it started, but I don't like it. It's very humiliating. So let's try and put a stop to it, all right?
Oh, I feel like such a fool, Mr. Lyons.
And you know that fire inspector? Don't worry about him. He's always coming around here, sucking up, trying to get bribes.
You mean you don't have to read my lips? They told me that you had to read my lips. I feel like such an ass.
Especially on the last Thursday of every month.
Some newspapers are thrown onto the pavement from a delivery van. Dave picks up the bundle and carries them into his shop.
Sorry?
Oh, I can't make a left turn. I'm gonna have to swing around the block and park across the street.
Park? Whoa, you're not parking anywhere. Slow down and just pull over here by the curb or something.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about I'm not a baby. I don't need a babysitter. Okay, just point me in the right direction.
Point you?
Yes.
Are you crazy? You take your cane or you won't even make it across the street.
Whoa. No, put the cane, put it down. You know, I can hear, can't I? All I need is Big Mo.
I want to see this. Here.
Thank you.
That's it.
Good luck with the job.
Yeah. Wally bumps into a woman.
Nice day, isn't it?
Slowly he walks forward, eventually putting his hand out to feel in front of him. He comes to a metal pole.
So far, so good.
I'll pick you up in front of the building. Remember, wait for the beep.
Wait for the beep, yes. Wait for the beep.
I will, thank you.
What?
Would you help me across?
Yeah, take my arm.
The blind man links arms with Wally.
Here we go.
Wally's sister, Adele, watches the two men cross the road. They think they've made it to the other side, but in fact have stepped up onto the loading shelf of a lorry.
Oh, you don't have to thank me, sir. After all, this to me is just fun, you know? It's like a walk in the park. Here you are, safe and sound. If you get in any trouble, just holler.
At Dave's shop.
Can I help you with something?
Oh, yes, I'm here about the ad in the paper. Salesman wanted. Must have sense of humor. Are you the owner of the shop, sir?
Who are you talking to?
Oh, there you are. Damn, look at there. Contacts again. You see that? Oh. See, I'm looking for a Mr. David Lyons.
I'm David Lyons.
Pleased to meet you, David. Oh, I'm sorry. I read your ad in the paper about the Ivy League type. Tall, dark, handsome. 3 out of 4 ain't bad, right? As you can see, I'm kind of nervous. Really want the job. But I am a damn good salesman.
I'm David Lyons. What can I do for you?
Uh-oh. Ooh. What are we caught in a time warp here or something? Twilight Zone, maybe? Any Martians here want to speak to Mr. David Lyons? You're a funny guy. And I really like that ad you put in the paper. Must have a sense of humor. Not many people would do that, but you did. I'm your guy. If you want me, here I am.
Would you tell me what you want?
$350.
What are you talking about?
$300, but that's it.
Are you talking to me?
$225. Listen, man. $225 a week. All right, $200. I can't live on less than that.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you. What do you say?
Why don't you look me in the eye and say that?
I would if I could, but I can't. I'm blind.
You're blind?
Yes, I'm blind. How can I have the job?
I had no idea. I'm sorry.
Now you know. Can I get the job?
You're really blind?
Yes, I'm really blind, man. What are you, deaf?
Yes.
Deaf?
Yes, I'm deaf.
You really deaf?
I'm really deaf.
How do you know what I'm saying?
Because I'm reading your lips. Now, do you want the job or don't you?
Because I'm blind? Hey, shove it up your ass, pal.
Get out of here. Give me some peace of mind. To hell with blind people. Just turn around and walk out.
That's better. Now, I believe we agreed on 300.
300 what? What are we talking about?
Just a minute. Hold everything. Stop the music. Do you like Harvey Wallbangers?
Harvey who?
Wallbangers, a friend of mine. I'll introduce you to it later. Because tonight, my friend, we celebrate.
Wally plays darts.
Still hit the board?
No, but you hit the wall. It's a lot better.
Three Wallbangers, Wally.
Drink time.
Where's your friend?
Oh, he's coming. Should be here real soon. You're going to like him, too. This is to you, Sally. Sally?
Here.
Oh, and especially to you, Leslie. Thanks for buying the drinks.
My pleasure. Hey, Wally, what's your friend look like?
I don't know. I've never seen him, but he smells real good.
I think he's by the door.
Dave, yo!
Dave spots Wally and waves.
Hi.
Dave! Over here!
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, Dave. I want you to meet two very good friends of mine. This is Sally.
Hi.
How do you do?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And this lovely lady to my left here, this is Lisa.
Leslie. Hi,
Leslie. Dave. Leslie, hi.
And this is my good friend, David Lyons.
Wally says you two are forming a new business together. Congratulations.
Wally says that we're...
Whoa, wait. We don't have to talk about that now. Let's talk about Harvey Wallbanger.
That's who you want me to meet tonight?
Yeah. Bartender.
Sorry? Who do you think you are? David Lyons. You must be Harvey Wallbanger. Wally's told me lots of nice things about you.
Yeah, real comedian. And get off my jacket. Hey, listen, asswipe. You better watch yourself or you're going to be going home real early.
Sorry, I didn't know I was standing on your jacket.
What are you, the local constable or something?
Who's your girlfriend?
Oh, I think I heard my mating call. Stand up.
I am standing.
Wait a minute. I don't think you understand that my friend is...
It's a killer. That's what I am. A trained killer.
Oh, special forces. You know, when I was in the Corps, we used to eat you Green Beret pussies for breakfast.
Eat this!
This guy's tough, Wally. This guy's really
tough.
Doesn't
matter. As long as I can hear him, I can hit him.
He could put a hole.
So, he ain't talking now, huh? Come on, big mouth, say something. Let's get down. Last night, I was out with your sister.
Okay, butthead. Hey!
You're all right, Tim. You're all right. He's coming.
I'm going to give you the first hit. Now, come on.
He's coming. Wally. He's coming.
Come on.
A little lower. He's shorter than you. A couple inches shorter than you. Aim for 12 o'clock. Aim for 12. Aim for 12.
Wally bumps him.
Okay, let's go. 11 o'clock.
Wally gets another punch in.
Trickle right. And left. Trickle left.
And
right.
Hey,
come out.
Right.
Trickle left.
Stand still, huh?
Hey, ready. 1 o'clock. Good. 12. 5 to 3. I got mixed up. Trickle left. Why don't you shut
up? Move right.
Get ready.
Get ready.
Hey,
11 to go.
What? Read my lips.
Dave.
1 o'clock.
Son of a...
You little...
You had enough.
Little creep.
The man grabs Wally, and they both end up on the floor.
How you doing?
I'm doing great! We should hang out like this more often!
Yeah, it's nice to unwind after work.
Does that mean I get the job?
Depends on how this fight comes out.
So, I bought this big bottle of champagne. It must have cost $45. And I asked my sisters to drop me off at Jones Beach and leave me there. So I sat myself down in the sand, started drinking. Then sneaking peeks to see if people was watching me cry. Then I realized it didn't matter if they were, because I couldn't see them anyway. So how'd you become an actor if you're deaf?
I wasn't born deaf. I got scarlet fever in high school. It doesn't happen overnight. I didn't lose all my hearing till 8 years ago.
So why'd you stop acting?
I started missing my cues when the other actors would turn around and I couldn't see their lips.
Did they ever catch you?
No, I don't think anyone knew. I just lost my nerve.
When's the last time you were laid?
Sorry, when's you were eating? When's the what?
Laid! The last time you were laid!
Too sad. Next subject, please. You don't want to know.
So where's your wife?
I think she's in Cleveland. I haven't seen her for 8 years.
Nice lady?
Very nice. Wonderful, warm woman. And then one day, she turned into this amazing creature who could sit on the end of a broomstick and take off into the air. She could actually achieve flight.
I think I was married to that lady once.
Small world. Funny thing is, this didn't happen to her till just about the same time I went completely deaf. Now, isn't that a coincidence?
Amazing. Who'd believe it? So, what do you want out of life before the show's over?
I think just not to make a fool out of myself.
That's all you want out of life?
Well, I have this terrible fear that I'm going to make some mistake and everyone's going to stand around and stare at me.
Boy, damn. I wish I'd have met you 8 years ago. I can fix all your problems in 10 seconds.
10 seconds?
10 seconds, if you trust me. You trust me?
Dave smiles.
Yeah, sure.
Listen.
Wally touches Dave's face.
Hey, you're a good-looking guy.
You know, thank you. It's very kind of you.
Wally plops his ice cream on Dave's head.
How's that feel? Good? You look a little silly to me. Kind of foolish. You see, life ain't so complicated.
They embrace. A new day and a bundle of newspapers is thrown from a news van onto the pavement outside Dave's shop. With his arms stretched out in front of him, Wally gingerly steps towards the bundle.
When's the next one coming, Ray?
8 seconds. That might be the truck coming now. I gotta go get a damn screwdriver.
By the shop.
So, blind guy around? Hey.
Oh. Where's the blind guy?
Who do you want?
Carew. Wally Carew. I'm his bookie. I owe him some money.
Well, he's waiting for a delivery. He'll be back in a minute.
What's he out front? I'll go find him.
The bookie sees a woman in a red outfit walk by.
You know, I almost forgot. I need some.
Sorry, something. We're not officially open.
Yeah, yet. I know. Listen. I need some of that stuff up there. What's that stuff up there? My tummy's all kaputs. Those whatchamacallits. What is that stuff up there?
What do you mean, that? The antacids?
Yeah. Listen. What's the difference between Alka-Seltzer and the one next to it? What's the difference between
Digel?
The two? Yeah. Can you do me a favor? Would you read it out to me, please? Can you do that for me?
You want me to read out Digel?
Yeah. My eyes, they ain't too good. Just read it out, please.
As Dave turns round to read the packet, the bookie opens a secret compartment in his briefcase and slips a coin into Dave's tip box. The woman in red is behind him.
Where are you going? I wasn't trying to pull anything, honestly, I wasn't.
You were told to deliver this right from the airport.
I thought I was being tailed. I thought it was the cops. I didn't want to bring him anywhere near Mr. Sovereignty. You gotta tell him that.
No, you tell him that. I've got a car waiting up front.
Come on, I'm dead if I go with you.
You're dead if you don't go with me.
The woman pulls a gun and shoots the man. Outside, Wally turns his head.
And bubbles of gas are trapped in the stomach. They can cause heartburn, acid indigestion, and that full bloated feeling. And unlike plain antacids, the simethicone breaks up gas.
The woman lays her gun on the man's chest and calmly walks away.
And pressure. I feel like a commercial.
Dave can't see the man who's dead on the floor on the other side of the counter. The woman walks out straight past Wally.
What the hell was that?
Wait a minute.
Wait my ass. I thought I heard...
Wally trips over the dead man, and when Dave looks round, he can't see him.
What is this, hide and seek?
Dave steps out of the shop and sees both men on the floor.
Hello?
Oh, no.
This guy's dead.
Wally, there's a gun here.
Don't touch it!
Drop it! I said drop it!
What is he saying?
Are you holding a weapon?
Yes, I am.
Throw it away! Get rid of it!
Stay there!
Please!
Don't shoot!
Don't move!
Blow your brains out.
Wait!
Shut up!
Please, be gentle!
Let's go!
Wait a second. You don't think I had anything to do with this?
Let's go!
Officer, hold on. He came for Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer.
The man asked me to read him a Digel label. Can you believe that?
We didn't have nothing to do with it. I don't even know the man.
Wally, would you get the money from the cigar box?
Yeah.
Officer, excuse me. Isn't there some nice, honest to God, isn't there a nice way we can settle it? Can I at least get my coat?
Hang on. We'll get your coats.
Wally, tell Mr. Huddleston to lock up for us, will you?
Yeah.
Wally takes the coins.
Dave?
Get down.
Dave, bring it down.
Watch your leg.
In a police car.
Let's move out.
All right. Later, in an interview room.
You really can't say whether this mystery woman fired the shot or not.
No, I can't. But if she was innocent, then why did she leave right after she heard the shot fired?
Well, that makes sense.
Gatlin
stops the tape recorder and goes out.
What's the story here, Fuzz? I got the commissioner crawling up my ass.
Well, I don't know. The whole thing sounds kind of shaky, you see, because the deaf guy, he's not so sure about the woman. And the blind guy, he heard the shot, but he, of course, can't make a positive identification.
For Christ's sakes, you're feeling too goddamn sorry for him. These things, you're always feeling sorry for people. That's your trouble. All right, I'll take care of this.
Give me a coffee, Black.
The captain strides into the interview room.
Oh, now you claim there was a woman present? Was there a woman present? Was there a woman present?
Oh, I'm sorry, you're talking to me?
You bet your ass I'm talking to you. Was there or wasn't there?
Was there or wasn't there what?
A woman present.
I smelled a woman, but I didn't see a woman.
What about you, wise ass? Was there or wasn't there a woman? What the hell do I have to do? Take you downstairs to a private room and ask you? Huh?
He's deaf. You have to be facing him.
Was there or wasn't there a woman?
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm goddamn serious.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a woman?
What the hell is he talking about?
He reads lips. You're talking too fast.
Was there a woman present?
Yes, there was a woman present.
Why is he talking like that? Because he's deaf, not stupid. Please. Can you tell me one goddamn thing about that woman?
Yes, she has the most magnificent legs I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and she smells good, too.
All right, that does it. Now, you, don't tell me you didn't hear anything, because he heard it. And you don't tell me you didn't see anything, because he saw it. Now, between the two of you, you saw and you heard everything.
Excuse me, Captain.
What?
This is Professor Kasuda from uptown. I think you'd be interested in hearing what he's got to say. It's a ballistics report.
What do you got?
I think I can prove to a judge that both of these men had the mens rea.
What the hell is a mens rea?
It's a legal term the lawyers use. It just means the intention to commit a crime.
Okay, come on, let's go.
Mens rea.
Put the cuffs on him.
How could we have gotten mens rea?
Don't worry about it.
Come on, get up, will you?
Did we take blood?
Would you get up for crying out loud? Get up. Oh,
please rise.
Can you do it without taking blood?
Stupid. He's deaf. You have to be facing him.
The lab says that gun you were holding was a death weapon.
But we both use condoms. How is this possible?
I want to see a lawyer.
That's not all, Mr. Carew.
I want to see a doctor.
We found something in the apartment of the deceased, Mr. Scott.
I don't want to use your
blood test. Joey Scott!
Can I have an independent blood test?
We found your name on a marker, Mr. Scott's wallet.
What?
W. Carew, $2,800 overdue.
Because I owe him money.
I feel sick.
What are you doing?
You owe the guy $3,000. He comes to bust your head, and your boyfriend here lets him have it.
He is not my boyfriend.
Men's Rhea! Ah! Oh! Ah! My God! No!
Checkbook. Knife.
Searching a briefcase.
Racing forms. Pair of undershorts. And a ticket. To El Paso, Texas. It's not here!
A man with a thin moustache, wearing a waistcoat, slices into the briefcase and searches the lining. He then slashes through the exterior leather and looks inside. Using his knife, he manages to open the secret compartment.
No coin.
I wished I hadn't killed him.
No, no, if you had to, you had to. Now, we know he had it at the airport, so he must have made a switchover somewhere.
The man who owns a newsstand, his name is David Lyons. He was talking with Scotto when I arrived.
Would he be able to identify you?
No, he never saw me. Also, he's deaf.
Deaf?
Deaf. And the other one is blind.
Blind? Deaf? What, is this a joke?
No, no joke. I spoke with the building superintendent.
Well, let's go pay them a visit, shall we?
Well, they're in jail now.
Well, then let's bail them out.
All right, Mr. Lyons, I need a nice full face shot first, and we'll get our side shots later. You ready?
We're here because you owed that sleazeball $2,800.
Face forward, please.
I happen to think that the Knicks were going to beat Boston, and they came damn close.
Will you tell your friend to face the front, please?
Face front?
Why'd you even go to a bookie? What do you need a bookie for?
Credit.
Face front, please.
He was the only one to give me credit. Now, face front.
Will you tell him to hold still, please?
What?
Hold still.
What's he doing?
Holding still.
Not looking at you, looking at me.
What?
Face the camera.
That's perfect. Tell him not to move.
What?
Don't move.
I'm getting fed up with her.
Why is he doing this to me? I just want him to face the camera.
He's not facing the camera?
No!
It's news to me.
What?
Face the camera.
That's better. Hold it.
She should make up her mind.
No! I need you.
Wouldn't make any sense.
Get him out of here. I want him out now. You're finished. I'll get you when you're sleeping.
We'll be all right. Once they find that woman, they should let us out, don't you think?
What woman? They're not looking for no woman. They got their killer's husband.
Captain, honestly.
Ow!
She's your right pal.
What the hell is the matter with you? Can't you even walk?
The man is blind and you have him handcuffed? Are you crazy?
Emil, come on. For crying out loud.
All right, all right, all right. Take the cuffs off him then before he wrecks the goddamn joint.
Don't do me no favors.
Is everybody happy now, huh? Are we all friends again? Come on now, let's go, huh? Joe, I got Lyons David Carew Wallace, suspected homicide.
His lawyers are here, Captain.
Who's?
David Lyons.
My lawyers?
Oh. You want to check him for police brutality, lady? You got as long as it takes to print him. Get in here.
Mr. Lyons, I know that you don't know who we are.
Just let me have your right hand, please.
Our law firm represents the building you have your shop in.
Oh.
Yes, we've been sent here to try to arrange bail for you.
Great.
That's a nice surprise.
Mr. Lyons, they can only hold you and Mr. Carew up to 72 hours before an arraignment. But with a little luck, we'll have you out of here by 5 o'clock.
Yes, and we're really pushing the blind and deaf angle. We hope you don't mind.
No.
No, we don't mind. Use it.
We'll see you both very soon.
Excuse me, miss. Have we met before?
No, I don't think so.
Are you wearing Shalimar perfume?
Yes, I am. You know, you have a remarkable nose.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I never knew anyone could be that beautiful.
The lady's got style. Muy bella grossa. I love to go to sleep listening to a voice like that.
David Myers, the woman's legs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The legs.
Yes, I can imagine.
The legs.
The legs, of course.
It's her.
The killer?
Captain, the lady in my shop that I was trying to tell you about, that's her.
But the mystery woman is your lawyer?
She's not my lawyer.
Oh, now she's not your lawyer. That makes a hell of a lot of sense. Get out of here.
She's not my lawyer. That's the lady you want.
I'm telling you. How come you couldn't give me a description of her?
Because I never saw her in my shop.
I
only saw her from the rear.
What the hell are you talking about?
When she came in, now I was looking at her face. When she went around and stuff, I saw her sticking out. I knew that was her.
That's the lady you want. Stop her. Stop that lady.
With a little luck, we really will have them to ourselves by 5 o'clock.
They seem awfully nice.
So is the chicken I ate last night.
Right now, the police have us for murder. Or we're going to be bailed out by the killer. At least my way, we have a chance. Are you with me or not?
All right, guys, let's go, huh?
Yes or no?
Yes.
Come on, move these guys, will you? Let's move them.
Come on, guys, let's go. We got to go. I'm sorry. Come on.
Come on, come on.
They all head into a lift.
Oh, yeah, I bet these guys are really going to enjoy themselves over on Rikers Island, huh? I bet you learned to speak English real quick. Won't that be nice?
I hear that they make the greatest kidney fricassee with pineapple jello. Here, it's really special.
All right, party time.
They spit water on the officers.
Tell me when! Tell me when!
Now!
Hey, wait a minute!
Dave and Wally have managed to trip the officers up and then send them back up in the lift whilst escaping themselves. As they hurry out, they're confronted by a wall of people protesting, holding Free Iran placards.
What's going on?
Protesters!
Demonstrate is good! Go with the flow! Mix in!
They join in with the protesters and, hidden amongst the crowd, make their escape. A reporter goes over to them.
Now that you're released, how do you feel?
Great.
Do you really think you can stop Comey?
Not if it's funny. A good comedy, as you call it, is worth its weight in gold. Have you ever read Norman Cousins about the immune system?
Hey, baby, come on. Comedy. Hey, I want to know when this is going to be on. I want my sister to tape it. I don't get up. I'll tell you.
Thank you. As you can see, this remains a complicated issue.
Right, losing a blind guy and a deaf guy. This is going to look great.
Every available crews in the precinct.
I want these guys. 3 minutes. Now.
Calm down. Just calm down. We'll get them. I promise you.
Yeah, we better get them. I'm telling you, we better get them.
Careful, careful. Turn left.
Dave is still handcuffed.
Wait. Find the door.
There's a hole here, Wally. Put your fingers right in here. Pull.
There's an alley.
Dave!
Right here. I'm right here. Step down. Step down once. Follow me. Careful. There's an alley right here, Wally. Careful. Turn right. Turn right. Here's another door.
Dave tries the door.
It's open. Going in.
Carew is blind. Repeat. Blind. Lyons, David. 5'10". Caucasian. Blonde hair. Lyons is deaf. Repeat. Deaf. Form barricade, 6th Avenue to Hudson, Houston to West 4th. Every available cruiser, scramble now.
Dave and Wally crawl out of the building.
How does someone so beautiful go and kill somebody? I don't understand that.
Careful. Broken wood is right in front of you, Wally.
That's it. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, hold my head. Hold my head, Wally.
Okay.
Oh, hold my head. Thank you.
Are you all right?
Thank you very much.
The man with the moustache, Kurgo, goes over to the woman with the incredible legs, Eve.
They told me to call back in 10 minutes. The judge is just getting out of court now. We can have them in half an hour.
This way, Wally.
Don't guide me. Don't guide me.
What?
Don't guide me. They're looking for a blind guy and a deaf guy. We just gotta get out of the neighborhood.
You won't make it half a block. You'll crack your head open.
Not if you stamp your feet.
If I what?
Stamp your feet. I'll follow the sound.
You mean like this?
Louder! Stomp your feet! I can hear the noise. I'll follow you. That's good! Now move out! We gotta find the subway.
I feel ridiculous.
You look fine to me.
I think we should kill them. I think we have to. We don't want them around to identify us.
It's not up to me. It's up to Sutherland. If he wants us to kill them, then we'll kill them. But right now, I just want to get them out of there and get the coin.
Dave and Wally walk straight past the car.
Mr. Carew, how did you get out of jail?
Who is it?
It's all right, Mr. Carew. It's us, your lawyers.
Shalimar.
That's right. Shalimar. What is Mr. Lyons doing?
He's going to the bathroom. He's got to go real bad. And I told him, if you got to go, you got to go. Go!
Wally?
Yeah! Don't worry about me. You go on without me. I'll catch up with you later. When you got to go, you got to go. You know, not everybody can stand around and wait. Just go. Don't worry about me, okay? I'll catch up with you later. Do you hear me?
Sure. I hear you fine.
You snuck up on me, damn you. Well, I guess you're close enough now. You can read my lips.
Yes, I can.
Guess who I ran into today?
Who?
Wally mouths the word killers.
The, kidders.
Where'd you learn to lip read? Underwater?
The killers, Mr. Lyons. The killers.
May I have the coin, Mr. Carew?
What coin are we talking about?
They may not know they have it. Excuse me. Let's see if I can find it.
I don't know what you're looking for, but it's a little to the right.
She pulls a handful of change out of his pocket.
Here it is.
Here what is?
It's a rare gold coin, Mr. Carew. Very valuable. Your friend Mr. Scotto put it in your cigar box before he passed away.
You mean I've had it all the time?
Well, now what?
Well, you know how I feel.
Can we go now?
I'll call our employer and find out.
Say, my man!
Mr. Carew, not so fast.
I just wanted to know, maybe you make a lot of money in this line of work, do you?
Yes, Mr. Sutherland. We have them both. And the coin.
Yeah. Oh, yes, actually.
Okay.
I do. Well, there's no union. Benefits. Really.
That's right. Well, what time do you land?
I'll return tomorrow morning at approximately 8:37.
All right, well, we'll go to Great Gorge in the morning and we'll wait for your call.
Well,
but we have to leave the country tomorrow morning.
Don't worry, my dear. Everything's arranged.
Scab.
Right,
I don't know what that is, scab.
Well, sort of like a picky person.
What's it to be?
I'll wait in the car.
No, no. Meet me in the alley behind the diner.
Goodbye, Mr. Lyons.
I hope that I bump into you again sometime.
I don't think so. See, I'll be leaving the country. And you'll be dead.
Dead? I thought you weren't going to kill us.
Afraid not. Goodbye.
All right, let's go, gentlemen.
For God's sake, we don't know nothing about no gold coin. We didn't know we had it. Why you gotta kill us?
Because you're both witnesses.
I don't understand this. Why are we walking to an alley to make it easier for you to shoot us? Why didn't you just do it right here? Why in an alley? Why didn't you just kill us right here?
Fine.
Big mouth.
Wait. We won't talk. I promise. Please, don't do this.
Dave, stop the begging, man. We gotta go out with dignity. All I want to know is, what time is it?
Did you say what time is it?
Yes, I did. What time is it?
Your time is up, Mr. Carew.
If I have to die, I want my friend to tell me what time it is.
Oh, what time it is? It's 3 o'clock. Not yet, not yet. It's 12. It's, wait. It's 10 o'clock now. Wait! 12 o'clock.
Make up your mind!
It's 12 o'clock.
It is not 12 o'clock.
Yes, it's 12 o'clock.
It's 11:15.
It's 12 o'clock!
It's about time!
Wait! This way! This way! Careful, narrow, narrow!
Eve speeds towards them.
Other way! Other way! Hurry, Wally! Hurry, Wally! Come on, Wally!
Where are we going?
This way!
They run to the end of an alley, but Dave freezes when he sees a police car.
What's up?
There's a car. There's a car. Watch your knees. Watch your knees.
What's up?
Policemen. They've set up a barricade.
This is running. Anybody in it?
This is a squad car, Wally.
I know that. Is anyone in it?
Wally, I can't do this.
Yes, you can. Come on.
Wally, my hands are cuffed. I can't drive.
Who said anything about you driving? Come on, we gotta get out of the neighborhood.
Wally, we're not gonna get 10 feet.
Yes, we can get it. Oh.
They climb into the squad car.
Wally, you're gonna kill somebody.
I got the wheels, you take the paddles, okay?
Did you just say something?
I got the wheels, you take the paddles, okay?
Oh, no! Ow. Forward! Wally, go forward!
How am I doing?
Don't look at me, watch the road!
Oh, make it feel better.
Oh, one left.
Watch out!
Eve races after them.
Headquarters, this is barricade 4! Headquarters, this is barricade 4!
I hate when that happens.
Kurgo gets to his feet. He sees Eve speed past and stops a taxi.
What are you, stupid? You want to die or something?
This is a police emergency. Out of the guy. Yes, I'm with the Thatcher squad.
Show me your badge. Where's your badge?
This is my badge.
Don't hurt me.
They crashed into the barricade at 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Who the hell was driving?
I think it's the blind guy.
Get in the car.
What's up, Captain?
Open that up!
Get me down 7th Avenue right away.
Turn right, turn right. Stop. Turn right. Pull ahead. Right ahead. Left. Right. Straight. Left.
Going the wrong way on a one-way street. Little right.
Hey, get on the right.
The squad car weaves left and right with Eve in hot pursuit.
Little right, little left,
little right, turn right. Where are you going? Damn, why?
These streets are bumpy.
You're driving on the sidewalk.
They career along the pavement. The police are on their tail.
Get me close.
Try an enemy.
Left, left, I said left. I said left. I said left. A little left. A little left. A little left.
Right, right, right. Down, down, down.
They collide with huge slabs of meat that are hanging from hooks outside a warehouse.
We're in a warehouse and you've just hit a cow. I think you better back up.
Good, good.
And stop! Stop! Go slowly to your left. Try to stay off the sidewalk. Turn right! Turn right!
Kurgo races after them. Wally drives over a pavement. Dave's trying to get his handcuffed arms round to the front of his body.
I just ripped my good pants. I can take the wheel now, Wally. Slide over me. Right over me.
Wally!
Bring
your skin! Kurgo's close behind.
I can't see. I can't see. Wally! I can't see.
I can't see.
Wally, I can't drive if you don't push the seat back. Push the seat back. Find a little lever and push the seat back.
I got it!
It's the shotgun which blows the door off.
Thank you!
Wally, I can't see.
Get your hands away, I can't see.
Okay.
I'll get that son of a bitch now.
The captain shoots at them.
Is that somebody shooting at us?
I didn't hear anything.
Wally, left!
Eve skids to a halt.
Ah!
The squad car speeds into a warehouse. They smash through a wall and hurtle through the air towards a river. Presently, it becomes clear that Wally and Dave have landed on a huge rubbish barge that's being towed along the river by a tugboat. The view through their windscreen is completely obscured by bin bags.
Where are we?
I think we're floating towards New Jersey.
I got relatives in Jersey.
How nice for you.
You could read her lips, right?
Yes, I could.
What did she say?
She said, I'll give it to you tomorrow. We'll go to Grace George in the morning and wait for your call. And then she said, we have to leave the country tomorrow.
Okay. Now we have to find this Grace George lady and wait for him to show up. Are you with me?
Am I with you? Of course, you've earned my trust, Wally. You're always watching out for me. You never get me into trouble. Sometimes life is a little boring with you. But that's a small price to pay for such a wonderful friendship.
That's a sweet thing you just said. Do you mean everything you just said?
I'll tell you exactly how I feel in just a minute or two. Right now, I'm a little overwhelmed by the stink of the 7,000 tons of garbage that you drove me into.
Is that what it is? I thought you let one go. That's why I didn't say nothing.
That was kind of you. Thank you.
2286, this is dispatch. What is your location? 2286, please respond. Over.
Can you please hurry? We have to bury the car.
Wait, huh? Be careful, will you?
Take it easy. Take it easy. You know, I'm doing damn good for a blind man.
What did you say?
You mean to tell me you can't hear anything I say? Even if I scream in your ear?
Well, I don't know. I've never tried it.
Really?
No. Seems crazy after all these years, but I've never done that before. I would like you to. Go ahead, Wally. I want you to. Let's give it a try.
Dave, I want you to listen to me. I'm going to try. Open up them pores, okay? Be responsive to what I'm going to say. I want you to hear me, okay? Shazam! Can you hear me? What?
Wally!
What?
Wally!
What?
Jesus! I heard something!
Yes!
I heard your voice!
You heard me!
Wally! Oh. I heard your voice!
You can hear me, Dave!
What?
You can hear me!
No! Schmuck! I'm deaf! Now you get it!
Later, they're pushing the squad car into a pond.
I'm not a crybaby.
You are a crybaby.
Well, guess what you are?
I'm blind!
You're blind, but when you walk down the street, people want to touch you, don't they? When you're deaf, they don't want to touch you, because they might catch something, like you're some kind of a leper.
We're being a little bitter, aren't we?
I just want to accept what I can do and what I can't do, and I don't think running around catching vicious scum killers is something you and I are the best equipped people in the world at doing.
You're an actor. If you don't tell anyone you're deaf or I'm blind, we can do anything. I guarantee it.
You guarantee it.
That's right. And if you won't help me, I'll do it alone. Because I don't need you or anyone else.
Well, okay. Well, now I get the point. Excusez-moi, monsieur. I think I'll just go and have a nice hot bath and a little cocktail before dinner.
Wait, Dave. Look, we ought to cool out a little bit, you know.
Have a nice day.
Keep our hands. I figure we and you, you know, we know a lot, Dave. God damn it, Dave. Dave. Come back. We have to bury the car.
Yeah, steps coming up, Wally. Three steps and one.
A man reading a newspaper with the mugshots of Dave and Wally on the front.
Back, 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 Wally, back, and turn, and one, two, three, and turn. Very good, that's lovely. And go, and we go.
Yes, sir. Our losers will
be... Adele answers the phone.
Hello?
I have a collect call from Irvin Johnson. Will you accept the charges?
Yes, operator.
Hi, guess who?
Just tell me you're all right.
I'm great. I'm doing fine. Wish you were here with your car. You know, you could bring up lots of money. A couple of beers, if possible. Probably cold. And I need a racing form and some binoculars.
Where are you?
I'm in a little motel on the interstate, about 5 miles west of the George Washington.
Adele walks to her car, gets in, and drives off. As she passes a parked vehicle, the man inside picks up a walkie-talkie.
Headquarters, headquarters, this is Feeling Over.
Dave and Wally are both lying beneath the car.
She's going into room 18.
Once Adele's disappeared inside the room, they emerge from their hiding place. Dave helps Wally to his feet, and they rush over to the room. They go inside. A large convoy of police cars, lights flashing, speed towards the motel. They pull up near room 18, and the car park soon full of vehicles and police officers. Their weapons are drawn and aimed at the motel. One car stops so close to the captain's, he has trouble squeezing out.
That's a hell of a place to park!
A detective runs over.
She checked into room 18.
Where's that?
Over here, right here. Right there.
Let me have that.
This is the police! You are surrounded! All right, you jokers, you got 10 seconds to come out with your hands up! 10, 9, 8, 7.
People in various states of undress start coming out of the hotel rooms.
She said she was 18.
4.
Jeez, the county's 3, really cracking down.
2, 1.
He hands his loud hailer to the detective. The captain runs up to room 18, shoots the lockout, and bursts through the door. The place appears empty.
Ah.
Checking the bathroom, he sees an open window.
God damn them.
Take it easy, Captain.
We'll find them.
Search the entire area. Now, they've got to be around here someplace. Right. How far could they get? That old car's alert.
Sergeant Keller, I need every available man you can spare to surround the entire dump here and comb the hill.
I'll get him. I'm going to get him.
We've got to cover every road. We've got to make your men aware that this is the number one priority man.
Behind the grate of an air conditioning vent are the faces of Dave, Wally, and Adele.
Dave, I'd like you to meet my sister, Adele. Adele, this is my dear friend, David Lyons.
How do you do?
Later, Adele's pulling up in her car.
There she is. Careful your knees.
The first thing we do is find a phone book. Look up this lady, Grace George. Then we get the coin. They come looking for us. Then we wait for them with the police. There can't be that many Grace Georges in the phone book.
You mean the resort?
No, the person's name. That's who they're going to give the coin to.
Great Gorge is a big resort in Vernon Valley.
How do you know that?
I almost got married there. I think David got things a little mixed up.
What'd you say?
The car travels past a sign that reads Great Gorge, now a hotel reception desk.
I'm sorry, sir. We're fully booked.
Oh, come on. You gotta have something.
I'm sorry, sir. We're fully booked. I am so sorry, but everything is taken by the medical convention. We have people coming here from all over the world. I just don't have anything.
What about cancellation?
Did you say she doesn't have any
room? I'll pay whatever
yes.
you want.
I want to take my wife to a motel.
We're supposed to hold these till midnight. I have a couple from London, a doctor from Sweden, and a doctor from Germany who still haven't arrived. tell you what. If none of these people show up by 10 o'clock, I'll let their rooms go. But you have to wait till 10, all right?
All right. Thank you. Can we go to the bar?
Yes, of course.
Sorry, I couldn't help you.
Adele's wearing sunglasses.
Hi, I'm blind. Could you just show me where the ladies' room is?
Oh, sure. It's right over... Oh, sorry. I'll show you. Give me your hand.
Harvey. Hi, how are you?
Oh, no, wait. The other one. Okay, here we go.
Thanks so much.
Jeez. There we are, Mr. Knacker.
As the receptionist guides Adele away, Dave and Wally approach the desk.
You're Dr. Johansson from Sweden.
Yes. Johansson from Sweden. Who's the kindergarten? I'm from Sweden.
Can I help you, gentlemen?
I'm from Sweden.
Oh, you must be Dr. Johansson.
Yo, Johansson from Sweden. I'm a Swede and you're a Swedie.
Thank you. And you must be,
Yeah, I'm Dr. Kesselbaum.
You mean Kesselring?
Kesselring, right. I forget my own name next.
You know, you're one of the most beautiful women I have ever seen. Here, there you are. Oh, you move so fast, like a little hummingbird. Oh, just poop-de-pop-de-pee. Yep. You're a little sneaker, aren't you? I bet you got wings like mercury. You're such a nice little... Oh, there he is again. He's gonna rub it off, aren't you?
A little lunch you had left over there.
Oh, here you are.
Danke. Danke schön.
Dr. Kesselring, we thought you might not make it. Says, you had some trouble with your visa?
Yeah, and then suddenly they accepted American Express. Go figure.
We don't go home without it, I'll tell you that.
Oh, here, why don't you fill these out?
Thank you. Yeah, here you are, Doctor. I got mine and you got yours.
Now, we're all out of double rooms, but I saved you a suite with two queens.
Well, get them fellas out of there. We want to get some sleep. Right, Doctor?
Oops, I found the key.
Here we go. Here's your key.
Thank you. Thank you. So, come, doctor. We gotta get some sleep now. Make some Z's.
I hope you don't snore. I have to send you back to Germany.
That's better than Philadelphia.
The receptionist shakes her head when she sees Wally's signature. Gatlin.
It's a good thing the girl remembered the system.
Put out an APB on that convertible. Where the hell can they be? They couldn't have gotten very far.
Who knows what these guys...
They're beginning to get to me, Gatlin. I'm telling you, these guys are getting to me.
Take it easy, Emil. Just take it easy, will you?
Don't those state cops have anything?
There, there. Yes, it's them. They're going into the building.
Wally and Adele hold the base of a ladder, keeping it vertical and allowing Dave to perch at the top. He's peering through binoculars at a window where Kergo is visible talking on the phone.
Tell him to hurry up, because this isn't easy!
Hey! Hold it steady down there! This isn't easy!
Dave sways back and forth as he watches Kergo examining the coin. He then places it in a zipper bag.
I know where the coin is, but he's in the room. You gotta get him out of the room!
I'll get him out of there! You just get the coin!
Wait, I need some money. I might have to borrow some money. Whoa. You all right, Dave?
Adele deliberately drives into Kergo's parked car outside the hotel.
Oh, trouble. Hi, give me room 49, please. Hurry.
Yes. What?
I told him I had enough trouble with two-wheel drive. I just hate this, mister. I hate this.
All right. It's not the end of the world. It's just an accident. You're damaged. I'm damaged. If you just remove your car from my bumper,
No, you don't understand. He'll kill me. My husband is an insurance man. Can you imagine if I didn't file a claim?
That's not my problem. I'm in a terrible hurry, madam. Please.
No, wait a minute. You know what? I got my card here. Wait, now, don't get excited. I know I have it. It's right here.
A maid's guiding Wally along a corridor.
I want to thank you for helping me, Marilyn.
Oh, that's okay. That's why we're here.
I must have left my keys on the dining room table, darn it.
You want me to wait?
No. I've got to go to bed. I had a humongous breakfast, made me kind of tired. I got these three postcards, and I registered for the bingo. That's a lot for one day, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Well, you take care of yourself now.
You too, Marilyn. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
I'm right here.
Good.
You'll warn me if anyone comes.
I'll yell my damn head off. Nobody's gonna come, man. Just get the coin.
Leaving Wally outside, Dave cautiously enters Kurgo's room and begins searching for the zipper bag. He's unaware of the sound of the shower being turned on. Outside.
Are you sure you put him in 357? Maybe he switched rooms after you went off duty.
No, there's nothing to switch to. Oh, there he is!
Dr. Johansson!
Wait.
You! Where have you been, Doctor? I've come to pick you up.
Well, I'm a little bit too heavy for that, my dear.
Too heavy?
Did you get lost, Dr. Johansson?
No, it's Johansson. How soon we forget.
Well, we have to hurry, Doctor. The seminar is beginning in 2 minutes, and we don't want to start without the main performer.
Great. I'll wait here for him, and when he comes, I'll be down in a minute.
Always joking. I had no idea you were this much fun.
Dave's been looking beneath a bed. He looks up, and through the open bathroom door, sees the zipper bag reflected in a mirror. He's walking towards the bathroom when he spots another reflection. It's Eve having a shower. Slowly, he pushes the bathroom door open wider. Glancing over at the steamed-up windows of the shower screen, he creeps closer to the bag. Just as he's taking it, Eve, her eyes closed tight to keep the soap out, slides back the screen and fetches something from a pocket of the bag. She returns to the shower, and Dave delicately carries the bag from the room. Eve finishes rinsing her face and turns the water off as Dave inadvertently knocks some items from a desk.
Kurgo?
I'd like to introduce our panel, four eminent specialists in their field. Dr. Saul Jenner, cardiology. Dr. Harold Arlow, pathology. Dr. Rita Bennett, ophthalmology. And in his first visit to the U.S., the eminent Swedish gynecologist, Dr. Conrad Johansson.
Hello.
Searching through the bag on the desk, Dave manages to locate the coin, but drops it onto the floor. He's on his knees retrieving it when he looks up to see Eve emerging from the bathroom, wearing only a white towel.
Hold it right there. Get away from that table or I'll blow your brains out. Move!
Dave's placed his hand in his pocket and is pretending it's a gun.
All right, get him up. Come on. Hands over your head. Both of them.
Eve raises her hands and her towel drops to the floor. Dave swallows at the sight of her naked body, but then slowly steps towards her, his eyes fixed on hers. He stands close to her and nods his head.
You're good. You're real good.
He leans forward and kisses her.
This is the best relationship I've had with a woman in 8 years.
Dave backs slowly away from her, moving towards the door. Still standing with her arms in the air, Eve watches as he collects his jacket and leaves.
Just put everything back into
your purse.
And you can move your vehicle.
But if he leaves me, what is going to happen to me and the twins? I don't know anybody. People never treat me as nicely as you do.
I've been extremely rude.
You're right. I'm just going to leave you now.
Oh, no. You must move your vehicle. It's against my car.
You've been too familiar with me.
Where the hell were you?
Well, I'm sorry. There was an accident. This woman rammed into our spider. It was all very simple until she made it very complicated.
Eve gives Adele a knowing glare. Adele tries to escape but is blocked, first by Eve, then by Kurgo.
But why can't you give me numbers? Why are you being so evasive?
Oh!
What is it?
What's wrong with you? Shooting pain in my head. My eyes. Oh, boy. It's a burner. I can't see. Someone take me to my room.
Dr. Johansson, let me have a look.
Look at what? Don't look.
Come on.
Don't.
Now.
Get your hands off
now,
of me.
Come on.
Don't.
Stop acting like a baby. I'm a doctor. Let me have one little peek.
Don't. Touch that head. Whatever you do, don't you touch it.
Who are you, sir?
Fine, thank you. Now just relax. Everything's going to be all right. I'm right here.
Oh, my goodness. I thought you'd never come.
You know what's happened to him?
Yeah, of course I know what's happened. This is called blindness hystericus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sometimes it comes just like that.
How do you treat it, doctor?
Well, the left brain and the right brain are having a little fight with each other, and you got to distract them just for a minute. Now, Dr. Johansson, how many fingers am I holding up in front of your eyes right now?
Three!
Good. That's pretty good, considering that he's blind. Come on, doctor. Come on. We got to take a little walk, get the heart pumping, and then it's going to be all brand new. Come on, doctor. Guten Abend. That's it. Easy.
Where's Adele?
I don't know. She's not in the room, and she didn't leave a message. See, if he gets too excited too soon, he comes right back. Gently, gently, take it easy, doctor. This guy's blind as a bat. Oh, watch your step. What's the matter with you? Guten Abend. Abend.
The captain.
You got a Lions and Carew registered here.
I'll check, sir. I'm sorry we have no one registered.
Well, look, one guy's blind, the other guy's deaf. You sure they're not here?
I'm sure, sir. I just checked.
Look, I'm with the police. Now, if I brought you in some pictures, could you identify them?
I'll try.
All right, look, do you have a security officer here?
Yes, we do. Right behind you.
Single file. Single file. Okay, take it easy. Take it easy. Excuse me. Where's the little alpha, little red alpha?
They just took off.
Oh.
Three of them. There was a lady with great legs and an English guy and a black woman. Oh, my God. My sister. Hey, the man, he asked me to give this to you.
Dave reads the message.
If you want to see the girl, bring the coin to the house with 1,000 windows, Route 104.
Is this a joke? No, that's the Sutherland estate. I hope you have an invitation. He's got some pretty mean dogs up there.
Dogs?
Yeah, Dobermans. They're big, they're huge, they're killers.
Do you have our keys with you?
Yeah.
Would you do me a favor?
Sure.
If we're not back in 30 minutes, would you call the police for us?
Police?
New York Police Department. Ask for Captain Braddock. Come on, Wally. And tell him... Sorry, Wally. Tell him that Lyons and Carew are at the Sutherland Estate.
The house is all glass, and it's on huge rocks.
My sister.
Nothing yet, Wally.
Dave's looking through binoculars.
There's a lot of land here. There.
What?
It's a greenhouse. There she is, Wally.
Is she all right?
I think so.
She's been bound and gagged.
And there are the dogs. Three of them.
Now they're leaving. They're going. Looks like they're locking the door. Now they're going back to the main house. She's going to be all alone in about 2 minutes. You all clear on the plan?
Clear as a bell. I'm going to go water the plants, if you don't mind.
Wally climbs off the car they're sitting on.
Hey, you sure there's only three dogs down there?
I better take a look.
Dave stands on the bonnet.
A parking brake has been released.
Yeah, just the three of them. I don't see what could go wrong.
The car rolls off.
You hear that, Dave? Better check the brake. Move! Wally! Dave! Wally, I'm in trouble! Pull up, Dave!
Wally trips over as the car swerves onto a bank and Dave's thrown to the ground, knocking him out.
Dave! Talk to me, babe. Come.
Parking brake has been... The parking brake...
Dave! Speak to me! Dave! Dave! Talk to me! Talk to me, Dave!
I can hear the car, but I can't hear you. Dave! I can't see you, Dave!
Thank you.
Dave! Dave! Oh, Dave. Oh, my God, Dave, what have I done this time? Dave! Dave! Oh! My God, Dave!
I was supposed
to... Dave, you say something. Talk to me.
I can't see your lips. What are you saying?
Dave, can you see him now?
Yeah. There you are. What are you saying?
I'm saying I think it's over. I dragged my sister into this man. Damn near got her killed. And it hurt you. I just want to say I'm sorry, Dave.
Don't back out on me, Wally.
Dave, I've been running on fumes most of my life.
We'll get her out, Wally. We'll get her out.
I think we're in over our heads, Dave.
Nobody ever thought we would get this far. Don't back out on me now. I can't. You can. We can. I promise. We can.
Where's the girl?
She's in the greenhouse where they can see her.
Good. And when can we expect our two distinguished guests?
They should be arriving at any moment.
Do they have the coin?
Yes, they have the coin.
Wonderful.
Wally's biting down on the coin.
What do you think of that thing?
A lot of trouble over a little piece of gold.
I don't know what this is, but it's not gold. Gold doesn't chip and peel away like this.
Doesn't matter to me, as long as they want it real bad.
You better hold on to it, just in case anything happens to me.
Nothing's gonna happen to you.
Good. Glad to find that out. Ready?
Ready.
Dave picks up a heavy log.
Okay, Wally. Start counting.
One. Two, three, four, five.
Stumbling under the weight of the log, Dave picks his way down a hill towards the house.
16, 17.
As Dave arrives at a perimeter wall, Wally whistles, causing the three Dobermans to run away from the greenhouse. With the log propped against the wall, Dave uses it to climb to the top, while the dogs are distracted, barking away at a different section of the wall. Once at the top, he tosses the log over the other side, then leaps down himself. He props the log up again and runs over to the greenhouse, where he waves to Adele, who's tied to a chair inside. Dave tries the door, but it won't budge. Dave quickly placates the charging dog with a large jar of peanut butter, which he throws to the ground.
Hey!
Having smashed a window in, Dave gets the door open before hushing Adele with his finger to his lips. Dave unties Adele's bonds.
Almost. Here.
As he removes her gag, he knocks over a flower pot.
Now, what's all the fuss about?
Well, I was going to mention the alarm, but something else came up.
A gun-toting heavy's entered with Eve. Meanwhile, a foot steps on Wally's hand, crushing it.
I was so hoping you'd show up.
Oh, sorry about the flowers. You like roses, huh?
Shut up!
That's enough, Hermel. It's all right. Just keep your gun pointed on him. I'll check if he has the coin. Hands over your head, Mr. Lyons. Remember? Turn around.
As Eve frisks Dave from behind, he notices Adele is surreptitiously signalling towards Herman.
Können Sie mir Zigaretten geben?
Adele whacks Herman into submission while Dave struggles with Eve. Adele knocks Eve out.
Wait, wait, back up, back up. You have to run up that log.
I don't have that many brothers.
She makes it to the top of the wall, but when Dave tries to follow, the log breaks.
David!
Get out of here.
I don't want to leave you.
Go on, get out of here. Wally's just on top of that hill. Go
David.
On. Get out of here. Get out. Jump. Get the police.
Adele goes. Cocking the handgun, Eve stands over Dave.
Did he have the coin?
Yes, it's in my pocket.
May I have it, please?
What do you bother with that phony coin for?
You're quite right, Mr. Carew. It is a phony. A magnificent phony. May I have it, please, Kirby?
Would you mind telling me what I've been running around risking my life for?
A superconductor. A room temperature superconductor. And I dare say it may be the most valuable material in this world. Can you imagine an electric cable the size of that coin that could light up an entire city?
But you told me it was a gold coin.
Making it look like a coin was just a handy way to get it out of Washington after I'd arranged to borrow a small sample.
Mr. Sutherland, I'm currently pointing a gun at your head. I think under the circumstances that you and I should renegotiate our contract, don't you?
Yes, I do. I agree with you completely. What would you say to 1/3 of $8 million? Would you say that's fair?
Yes, I'd say that that's extremely fair.
Sutherland turned the lights off just long enough to shoot Kurgo, who falls to the floor.
What the hell just happened?
I turned out the lights, just for a moment. Just long enough to gain the advantage.
How come I got the feeling I'm not the only person in this room who's blind?
Because you have great intuition, Mr. Carew. I also suspect you have excellent hearing like myself. A few sounds were all I needed to lock in on poor Mr. Kurgo. It's too bad. I liked him. He was a gentleman.
I can't see your face, but I bet you're not crying.
Nor can I see your face, Mr. Carew. Yet I can hear you stooping down to find Kurgo's pistol. Am I right, sir? Or do I have to put a bullet through your head to prove it?
Oh, no. You're a gentleman.
Get him.
One murder a day is enough for you, right?
Get him.
Sutherland finishes off Kurgo, and Wally falls to the ground. Sutherland then sends a shot in Wally's direction, but misses. Looking terrified, Wally gets to his feet, clutching Kurgo's gun. The two men step closer together, each of them with their guns pointed, unaware of the exact position of the other. They both suddenly turn to one side, but then continue across the room, passing very close to each other. Wally bumps into a side table, and alerted to the noise, Sutherland fires in that direction. The two men trade shots until Wally drops his gun.
Did I hear something drop, Mr. Crew?
Both Sutherland and Wally begin feeling along the floor, trying to locate the dropped weapon.
Perfect timing. Come in, my dear.
I brought the other one.
Excellent.
Wally, are you all right?
You're very quiet, Mr. Carew. Suddenly gone shy, have we?
Adele got away, Wally. The police will be here any minute.
You had better tell me what happened to Mr. Kurgo, Mr. Sutherland.
Certainly, my dear. Mr. Kurgo decided at the last minute to renegotiate his contract, and he put a pistol to my head. Eve, we've been associated for almost 5 years. I want you to know I have no intention of killing you. Please, don't do anything rash.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. You know I trust you, Mr. Sutherland. But I would like to know what your intentions are.
To leave the country as soon as Raoul sets my helicopter down. I invite you to come along. Rio can be captivating this time of year. Just pick up the gold coin I believe is on the floor in front of you.
She looks, keeping her gun trained on Sutherland.
I don't see it.
Look in Mr. Kergo's left hand. I think he may be holding it for us.
Cautiously, she does so.
Did you find it, my dear?
Yes. Yes, I found it.
Would you hand it to me, please?
May I ask what my share might be?
One half of $8 million. Would you say that's fair?
Yes. Yes, I think that's very fair.
She shoots him.
What's going on? Dave! Dave?
Dave goes to pick up a gun, but Eve kicks him aside.
Dave, what just happened?
Mr. Sutherland is no longer with us.
Dave? Dave!
I'm right here, Wally.
I hear the sirens. The police will be here soon.
If you drop that pistol now, you'll probably make some license plates and play a little volleyball every afternoon for a couple of years. I'll even wait for you if you want.
Thanks. That's real sweet. But you see, you're the ones they're looking for, not me. So if I get on that helicopter with the coin, I get out of here squeaky clean.
You're too tall for me anyway.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to lock you in. Sorry.
She backs away.
I hear jail ain't so bad anyway. You lock it up the butt.
I'm over here, Wally.
Over where, Dave? Who the hell I'm talking to? He can't hear me.
Looking through a hole in the wall made by Sutherland's body, Dave sees a helicopter has landed at the bottom of a drive, and Eve is hurrying down to it.
She's running to the helicopter.
Nice air conditioning she made, huh?
Did you ever want to be in a circus, Wally?
No. Afraid of heights.
Would you give me your jacket, please?
What do you want my jacket for?
There we go. This should be fun. Ready?
We're not up high, are we?
No, we're just a few feet off the ground. Ready? And...
All ready!
Go!
Dave's improvised a zip line.
I just knocked over a tree! You said we wasn't up high!
Wally!
You telling me we're not up there? What do you mean we're not up in the air?
Get ready.
We're up in the air. Fuck
Get
we
ready.
Are.
Bombay doors
no.
open.
Fire.
Get ready to fire one.
Fire.
And
fire one.
Wally falls onto Eve.
Fire two.
Dave drops down onto Raoul. Police cars are approaching the scene as Raoul punches Dave, while Wally struggles with Eve for possession of the gun she's holding. Raoul tries to get away, but Dave grabs his leg. Wally manages to send the gun flying.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
I don't know. I'm blind. But I learned this at the Braille Institute. They told us to feel around and see what's happening.
Stop that!
Woman!
Raoul wrestles himself free, but Dave's grabbed Raoul's knife.
Hold it right there! I said hold it right there or I'll throw your brains out! I'll throw this knife right through your brain!
Brain! Do what I say, you're a dead man!
Turn around!
Face front!
Raoul does as he's told.
That's better. Now put your hands over your head. Come on, get him up!
Get your hands up!
Oh, you do speak English. All right, come on over here!
Get your ass over here! Quickly!
Slowly!
Eve's been arrested.
Come on!
Not now, Wally, I'm busy. Come on, keep coming. You
funny little turd.
Hey, Tarzan, turn around and take a look.
Dave turns to see all the cops and police vehicles behind him.
When did you guys get here?
Give me some more room. I sure was worried about you, too.
It's all over. Roll back, let's catch Dave over there.
Mwah. Mwah. Oh, goodbye, Captain Braddock.
Captain Braddock, you're a son of a bitch.
No, Captain. No, Captain.
I got a surprise for
you. No, you can't do that.
Hey, go. I know the law. Now I get to shoot them.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
What do you mean I can't
Captain,
shoot them?
Captain, we got the real killer. Come
on. What are you telling me, that I can't shoot them?
No, sir, I'm afraid you can't. Come on.
But we went to all this trouble to catch him, and now you're telling me I can't shoot him?
Neil, it's time to go. Come on.
I want to shoot him.
Come on.
I want to shoot him.
No. Get a nice hot chocolate.
Can I shoot him?
Wally and Dave are eating ice cream cones.
We had a damn good time, didn't we?
Yeah. Not a nice memory.
Wally smiles broadly.
You know, Wally, there's something I've been wanting to do since the day I met you.
That was 2 days ago.
That's right. Well, there's something I've been wanting to give you for 2 days.
Dave, you don't have to give me anything. I mean, you're a real nice guy, you know that?
No, but I want to give it to you.
Oh, Dave, please. Listen to me. I have a lot of love for you.
Thank you.
Wally splats his cone on top of Dave's head.
So tell me, how does it feel to be handicapped? I always wanted to ask you that.
I'm not handicapped. I have you.
Dave returns the favor, and they both sit side by side with the ice cream cones on their heads.
Spontaneous, anything could happen.
Start to cry.
We dance by the light.